Oh, guys, sorry to start another show like this, but before we get started, I would just like to say rest in peace to an old work friend of mine. Passed away, he was hit by a car a couple days ago. And I like to say, I don't want to put his name out there, but I like to say rest in peace to DJ Chaos. He was, a temple legend. I didn't go to a lot of parties, but I seen this dude around. I seen him on the internet. Seemed like a cool guy. A lot of people I knew him. And a couple times I met him, I was like, oh, dope dude. You hate to see, people so young pass away. I don't know what that says about life, but it probably says something that I just don't want to get into right now. But let's just take a quick moment of silence for them and anybody else who might have passed away recently. Rest in peace, y'all.
We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Durant, if you all lose this game, will you join that team next season?
Say what?
Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Cleveland! This is for you!
Oh! What can I say? Mamba out.
Sorry about that. That's how the world is right now. It's weird. You gotta take the good with the bad. Sometimes you can only take the good with the terrible. It doesn't, equate, but you get something. Football's back. It's not a, astronomically amazing thing, but it's dope. There's hardly any fans out there, but they're there. They're being heard. Kansas City versus Houston Texans. I was excited for this. I remember it was like 2 hours before the game, and I'm sitting there bored out of my mind. I'm like, yo, I need to kill these 2 hours some way, somehow, real quick, because I have nothing to. I didn't want to watch the Lakers game. I knew how that was going to go. I still tuned in, obviously, but I wanted something I wasn't too sure about. And I turned out to be right. But, it's football. We got something good. What I'd like to say before we get started with it, I'm not going to talk about the whole, moment of unity between the Texans and the Chiefs. I'm not going to talk about that right away. I'd rather just talk about the game. 34-20. Chiefs win it. I saw that coming. Houston just got, they got worse. The line is still a mess. Deshaun Watson's paid, and he's happy that he's paid. He had a little moment with Patrick Mahomes where he ran out of bounds and he sat on the bench next to him. And I don't feel like they said anything, but the body language to me, I'm probably overreacting. He's just like, damn. At least I got my money. You're going to run for your life out there, bruh. Sean Watson, you're going to be running for your life. But you're running with the bag. That's all that matters. Secure the bag. Everything else is trivial. You have an incompetent coach who's also your GM. That happens. But he paid you. That doesn't always happen. Looking at Dakota Prescott. That franchise tag is still good money, but when you play a game as grueling as football, American football, you aren't going to be in this game for too much longer. You never know what could happen. So secure the bag. Sean Watson got it. He's doing the best he can with what he's got. He doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins out there. There were so many drives yesterday where I was like, wow, man, this run game is pretty good. It's all right. It's not bad. It would be really nice to have a franchise talent, borderline generational talent, just lining up on the outside. That'd be great. J.J. Watt's still old. He was out there. It's just an unimpressive roster. David Johnson scored the first touchdown of the season. I did my fantasy draft. We'll talk about that much later. I did my fantasy draft, and I woke up. I was drunk as shit doing it. I'm not going to lie. I feel like Denzel Washington in Flight. I drank the vodka. It was three bottles of vodka. I drank all of them. It wasn't just two. I drank them because I'm an alcoholic. I thought that was a good Denzel impression.
Because I drank the vodka.
But I was drunk then, and I'm drinking now. I woke up with a hangover, and I'm looking at my roster. I'm like, this is a really good team. I'm like, Chris Carson in the third, second round? Okay. But I thought about it. I'm like, David Johnson would have been great. I don't know. I just had this, you know, terrible, no homo, pause, whatever. No, I had this terrible taste in my mouth from last season when he was on the Cardinals. I drafted him in the second round. And yeah, he did nothing. That was by design, though. So there was nothing I could really do about that. And the year before that, he was hurt. He's been fine for quite some time now. He goes out there. He scores the first touchdown of the season. I'm like, he also has some good cuts. He had a couple good runs. That touchdown he got was longer than any run he had last year in Arizona. Dude still got it. He's only 28 years old. He's probably got like two, maybe three more years at us. And yeah, so I'm a dummy for not picking him up. But the rest of the game went as according. Like, I knew. I was like, Patrick Mahomes. I should have bet on this more than I did. I should have bet that he would throw more than 2.5 scores. I'm like, yeah, I'll take three. That'll happen. Yeah. Easy game. Rained a little bit. And the game wasn't close, so we didn't get, you know, Mahomes going into, you know, super Mahomes mode, like where he just draws and he throws 400 yards. We didn't have to deal with that. Get in, get out, do your business. Good game. I've seen better first games of the season, but, you know, that was all right. Getting off of football, we'll get to that later. This is primarily basketball. That's my field of expertise. I told you guys. You know what? I'm not even going to start with that. That's rude. I have notes for a reason. I'm going to do these in order. I'm not going to just go on tangents all the time. Let's start with the Lakers. Played last night. I told you I didn't really want to watch it, but of course I did. It's basketball. They had this thing wrapped up. It seemed like a regular season game. And, you know, they lost that first game against the Rockets in this series, as they did against Portland last series. And they really take that time in between game one and game two to put it all together. What do they need to do? And they've been right on their adjustments twice now. In this series, which I told people this whole time, before we even knew that this round would happen, I said, all right, if the Lakers end up playing the Rockets in this round, they're going to have to say no to JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard. And we've seen less and less of those two since game one. You know, we saw the combo. We saw 2 7-footers out there against the Rockets. And, you know, this isn't 2K where that would matter. In 2K, you run 2 7-footers out there. It's like, oh, okay. Taking these guys completely out of element. That's it. No, man. The size is cool. But now they're running circles around you guys. What do you do? Now, as I've said this whole time, Anthony Davis moves like a guard at times, especially in his switches on defense, which is why he was second. He was the runner-up for Defensive Player of the Year. He's great on his switches. Dwight Howard, not so much. JaVale McGee, not so much. So game two, which the Lakers won, we saw no Dwight Howard. We saw 6 minutes of Dwight. No, we saw 6 minutes of McGee, and then that was it. Game three, 6 minutes of McGee, and that was it. Last night, we saw no minutes from either big man. The Lakers aren't playing. They figured it out. which kudos to you, Frank Vogel. You get paid a lot to figure out something that I knew in advance. Man, I should really coach basketball. There's no reason to play seven-footers against these guys when you have Anthony Davis. This is why the Thunder lost to the Rockets. Steven Adams doesn't need to be out there. He has no speed. You have him out there to rough people up. You can't rough somebody up if you can't get a hold of them. That's, if you ever been in a fight, you know that. I'm a bigger guy. When it's fast, I'm scared of the little dudes. They're fast. I can't catch them. He can hit and run. If I get a hold of him, it's over. But that's an if. McGee and Dwight couldn't get a hold of these guys. So we saw less and less, and now we see none. And it's working out. Good job. Good job. LeBron had his almost triple-double. What do you have? 17 points, 15 boards, 9 assists. Yeah. It's a regular season game for him. He's just having fun. It reminds me of when the Cavaliers played the Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals. And we just saw hardly any LeBron. He would just come in, get nice stats real quick, and that was it. There was nothing we could do about him. There was nobody who could guard LeBron. And it's the same thing with the Rockets. Who's going to guard him? Let alone who's going to do anything about AD, who is having the... I won't say he's having the best time in the playoffs right now. He's not the best player right now. But look at his stats, man. I'm not somebody who likes to just be a stat junkie all the time, but sometimes you just look at a guy and you're like, oh, he's not really doing anything. He's quiet out here. They're winning, and that's all that matters. But no, man, just look at some of these numbers real quick. Hold on. Anthony Davis' postseason thus far has been insane. This is a post I've seen on Reddit. Among players in the playoffs, he ranks second in scoring with 29.7 points. Jesus. Third in rebounds, 10. First in blocks, 1.7. Second in field goal percentage, 58.9. Like, come on, man. Third in free throws made? No. Scratch that. What matters the most is that he's number one in player efficiency rating. What can I say about him? He's doing what he needs to do. My whole thing is keep it up. What you do through the first two rounds is cool in the moment, but what you will be remembered for is how you play in the conference finals and obviously the finals if you get there. Nobody thinks about what you did in the first two rounds. That's cute and all. Maybe the local news will talk about that, but as far as the fans are concerned of other teams, you failed if you didn't do anything outside of those first two rounds. So wrap this up against the Rockets, handle your business, but the real show starts soon. And we all know what we've been waiting for as far as that's concerned. But it's the same old in Houston, man. Last night, James Harden, 0 shot attempts in the fourth. I'm just going to say this to start it out. If LeBron did that, took no shot attempts in the fourth, just no shot attempts, didn't have a bunch of dimes, didn't crash the boards, anything like that, people would be like, oh, he's quitting on this team. Especially facing elimination like the Rockets are, people go, oh, LeBron's quitting. We did that before. We've done that a couple times. Why don't we do that with Harden? Does he just suck? Have we just, like, gotten to that point where, like, yo, Harden sucks in the playoffs. What about it? Regular season MVP, he's won that. I could have argued he should have won it 3 times. But as far as the playoffs are concerned, I've seen one good moment out of him, and that was Game 7 against the Thunder. Nice block. I still got to give you credit on that. That was fantastic. But you did nothing. PJ Tucker, 0 points in the game. Played 30-plus minutes, I think. Had 4 fouls. Nigga, I can go out there and get 4 fouls and no points. I'll do that for half the money you're making. Shit. That don't make no sense. But, I mean, there's this, I want to call it the terrible triangle. Let's call it that. that just does not, we don't talk enough about it. And it involves three players. All have played for the Thunder. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, who has played better in this series than he did in game one. And Paul George. It just does not work with, if you have those two guys, one of those two guys, it's not going to work. It's just not. And I feel bad because I think they're really talented guys. Like I always say, James Harden, I think, should have won MVP multiple times. Russell Westbrook averaged triple-double twice or so. Like, come on. And Paul George, he's a 3 and D specialist, maybe the best at it when he's engaged. But they've just had some shortcomings so far in the playoffs. Paul George has been a lot better in this second round against the Nuggets. We'll get to that in a minute. But I feel like when you have two of those three guys, you're doomed. Because if you look at how the Rockets operated with Chris Paul instead of Westbrook, it was just Harden and Chris Paul. I feel like they were a better team than us. Now, granted, they weren't all in on small ball, which I think even then Chris Paul could have maybe made that work. There's not a lot of things I think Chris Paul can't make work. And he's finally become like a great, the perfect leader. He's not just an asshole who's always right. I don't know what to make of the Rockets. What do you even do? There's nothing else to do. You have no more chips to move or bargain with. You've slowly run the well dry. Morey, I think you're a good GM. I think you had a plan. It didn't work out. And it's not your fault that it didn't work out. It just didn't. It hasn't. You've somehow put the wrong guys together. And I know that's your job to put the guys together. But nobody would, you know, you get Russell Westbrook. You're like, yo, we got an MVP. We have two MVPs. This works. It makes sense. It's not working. You go all in for small ball. All right, people discredit you for that. I think it works. I don't think it works with this group. Because I don't want to spend a half hour talking about the Rockets. I'll just put down bullet points here. Why I think it doesn't work. Russell Westbrook is self-destructive. And Harden, he just has to be the whole offense. And I don't think you can win a title like that. I don't think anybody ever has. No, it just hasn't. You look back at, and I said I wasn't going to spend a lot of time on this, but it's a good point to make. You look back at, if you watch The Last Dance, which, ugh, I had to watch it too. But yeah, Michael Jordan averaging all those points, amazing. It wasn't until he learned to trust his teammates that he saw a whole nother level of greatness. Same thing goes for Shaq. Same thing goes for Kobe. He was just never going to trust Smush Parker and Kwame Brown. He wasn't going to do that. But once you get guys you can trust, you look at Jimmy Butler. Once you have guys you can trust, it'll work out. Once you move the ball, I'm not saying James Harden doesn't necessarily trust these guys. It's just the style in which he plays is a style that people who haven't trusted their teammates, that's the style that they played and didn't work out for him. James Harden's in this weird gray area where he's like, no, I do trust these guys. I get assists and all that. But the whole offense is pretty much you playing ISO and then leftovers. And then when the lights are on you, you don't even take shots. I don't know what to make of that. I don't think Morey does either. I don't think anybody does. It might be time to blow it up. But you have no first picks, so I don't know. Good luck. Welcome to the basement. You and the Sixers can chill out. Let's move on from that. I always say I'm not going to talk about the Rockets that long, but they're just so ridiculous. Clippers breezing. They're breezing by on the Nuggets. The Nuggets just aren't ready. They're not ready for that. I said that when I did my little prediction. I was like, Nuggets move on to play the Clips. I'm like, they're not ready for the playoffs MVP. They're not ready for Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's like, he's the man. If I got to put a team together, I'm thinking him, Chris Paul, and or LeBron to lead my squad. I trust them. I trust them to do the right thing. They do. Nuggets just weren't ready for this. They just weren't. They look a little lost out there. Jokic, not built for this. Jamal Murray, trigger finger, ain't been hot. Ain't been hot enough. And you got Michael Porter Jr. over here complaining that he's not getting enough shots or minutes or whatever. I'm not going to shit on him like all these old heads do on ESPN and on Twitter and all that. We get it. You're like, man, these young boys. I get it. It's a deeper issue because these young guys get more entitled and more entitled. And I get it. We lift them up too early like we do with Karl Anthony Towns. And okay, cool, you're talented, but you haven't paid your dues yet. We get it. Older people don't like that. And it's not just in basketball. It's any field of work. That's fact. Okay. And you're not wrong. Just get off the man's dick. He's gonna hear it. Just like he went to the media with this and he shouldn't have done it. You guys don't all need to jump on him. His teammates will handle it. His coach, like the front office, will handle it. The coaching staff, they will handle it. If they are about that. You typing it over Twitter doesn't prove anything to me. It's just unnecessary. And it's just as unnecessary as me continuing to talk about the Nuggets. The Nuggets are toast. They're going to lose. And they will get better as the years go on. They have so much young talent. I believe they still have all their draft picks. They have talent that needs to get a little bit older, needs to get a little more wiser. They'll be fine. It's just not the time. It's the Clippers' time. So we'll be seeing that battle of LA pretty soon. I'll talk about that in a minute. But You know what? Yeah, I don't want to jump to that yet. Fuck it. We'll do the Battle of LA. I still don't know what to make of this. I'm going to sip my beer on that. I got no fucking idea how this is going to play out. I'm not betting on a single game. I'm not. I'm going to enjoy watching this without the near heart attacks that I'm having in that Raptors-Celtics series. I keep betting on that. I need to stop. It taught me a lesson. I'm not betting on the Battle of LA. I don't know. Like I say every other week on this, I've been thinking about this matchup. We all have been. We've been thinking about this for months. We've been thinking about this since Paul George went over to the Clippers, since Kawhi Leonard went over to the Clippers. We've been thinking about it. How does this end? I don't know. You can look at it on paper all you want. Kawhi versus LeBron. They're like what I said earlier. They're two of the best playoff performers you can ask for. If you're building a team and you need somebody to lead you in the playoffs and the finals, those are two of the guys you want. That's where you start building, if you could. And like what I said earlier about Anthony Davis, he's playing fantastic right now. He is low-key the best player in the playoffs. I won't say he's the most important player, but when I told you guys that he would be the most important player in these playoffs, I wasn't talking about the first two rounds. Though he has no business not performing well in those. This is where the money's earned. This is what we've been waiting for. Anthony Davis versus Montrezl Harrell and Zubac. You are so much better than those guys. Montrezl Harrell, shouts out to you on the Sixth Man of the Year. That's fantastic. AD is not in your he's not on your level. You are nowhere near being as good as AD. That doesn't mean you will submit or would ever think about submitting. He's a dog. Zubac, you got the size. You have skill as a big man. I think you're an underrated player. But it's Anthony Davis. It really all comes down to him. I don't know how many times I got to say it on here. If he can keep it up and maybe amp it up even more, because this is the Western Conference Finals, bro. What better time to come alive? Like, oh, you just said he's number one in player efficiency rating. Cool. Do better. Somehow. Raise the bar. Because this is why you're here. LeBron hopefully keeps doing his thing. AD turns it up a level. I don't even want to go into comparing the benches. I would say I like the Clippers roster more, but playoff Rondo just did his thing last night. He was flirting with a triple-double. Seeing him and Pat Bev go at each other is going to be so much fun. Oh my God, because it's just like, I was you before. It's going to be great. What else? Is there a dickhead young boy on the Clippers? No. So it's just Kyle Kuzma versus himself. Don't do anything stupid. Move the rock well. Take good shots. Stop hitting the front of the rim. Control yourself. Act like you've been here before, which you haven't. And if I was GM, you would never be here again. You got the Morris twins going at each other. Oh my God. I don't know. How many times do I have to talk about this matchup? I don't know what's going to happen. All right, I'll make a pussy bet about it though. I bet we're all going to have a good time watching that series. That's all I got for you. This is why I love playoff basketball. Battle of LA. We've been waiting for it. And I still have no fucking idea. I don't. I got it. What's the shit from Endgame? Well, Iron Man in the beginning. So I got no notes. I got nothing for you.
Nothing for you, Cap. I got no coordinates, no clues, no strategies, no options, zero, zip, nada.
I got nothing, man. Anyway, sip my beer on that. I gotta get beers for that series. It's gonna be fantastic. Moving on. Yeah, I was right, guys. I told you. I made my $400 off of it. I told you. I should have bet more. I should have bet everything I had on this. Yeah, the Heat beat the Raptors. I mean, beat the Raptors. Heat beat the Bucks. I told you. I didn't think Giannis would get hurt, but I didn't think he needed to necessarily. I was like, these guys got it. A lot of shouts out to, Jameson Crowder. Great defense. Used that big body of his against Giannis. Helped build the wall with him, Bam, and Jimmy, and whoever they could get in to get in his way. Kelly Olynyk as well. Fantastic. Phenomenal. He was hitting his shot as well. What more could I ask for? 3-and-D. You love to have guys like that on your team. Hits three-pointers when he's open. Plays good defense. That's the whole fucking game of basketball, almost. Especially today, nowadays. Yeah. Told you. Gentlemen sweep on them. I wanted them to go for the full sweep. Ooh. I had memes and GIFs already. Is this your MVP? Grabbing his ankle. This your MVP? This is your king? I don't necessarily have a problem with Giannis. I had a problem with the hype. Because I knew the Bucks and Giannis would flame out. I've said it a couple times on here. I got 07 Cavs feelings from them. Only thing is 07 Cavs went to the fucking finals. You didn't even get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think the team needs some retooling. What do we make of Giannis now? He's going to win MVP. He won Defensive Player of the Year. I disagree with one of those things. I think it was a close race for the other. What would I do? Oh, thanks for asking. What would I do as the GM of the Bucks? I would, Eric Bledsoe's got to get the fuck out of there. It just doesn't make sense from a current day offensive perspective. I get it. He's a great defender. He is great. If he was taller, he would be unfair. He would be unfair. He would be a black hole for other teams' offenses. But he's not. And he can't shoot. And that sort of sounds like the MVP that you have on your team, who's also obviously in the starting lineup. So now you have two guys who are great defenders. I love that. That's great. Neither one can fucking shoot. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't work nowadays. I'm sorry. It's coming from a Sixers fan. Ben Simmons gets Defensive Player of the Year votes. He gets on the first team all defense. Great. Joel Embiid's no slouch on defense either. Neither one can shoot. Now we have a problem. Now it's not a now thing for the Sixers. It's been a problem. But now people are seeing the problem with the Bucks. Okay, Brooke Lopez shoots great out of the corner. Fantastic. Phenomenal. I love it. He's also a pretty good defender. But what more could I ask for? What more can I ask for? A point guard that can shoot. Wait, you had a guard that could shoot and you let him go. Malcolm Brogdon, former Rookie of the Year. Still debatable on that one. But he's now playing ball in Indiana. Should have never walked. Should never walk. Should have never gave Eric Bledsoe money. Come on now. You could have got Pat Bev for cheaper. For far cheaper. And Pat Bev shoots better. Does he move the ball as well? Not quite in my opinion. But he's not too far off. A lot cheaper. I don't know. You have to fix that Bucks roster because Giannis can leave. He says he doesn't want to, but stop me if you've heard that before. I'm a star player and I love playing basketball and pick a fucking city. And then when it comes time to, you know, for me to make my decision, yeah, I'm out of here. And you go somewhere nice and sunny that's not Milwaukee and you either win a title or you end up just like you are in Milwaukee, coming up short. Either way, you didn't win. But this way, you're still getting paid and it's better weather. So everybody in Milwaukee will hate you. Who the fuck lives in Milwaukee? Who cares? You don't care. Giannis plays this nice guy act. And it's probably true. I just don't buy it. I've been burned by enough athletes to fall for that shit. And he'd be a fucking moron if he stayed and they didn't make moves. Hey, Bucks, Buddy Hield is for sale right now. He is for sale. Go get you a point guard that can run the offense and you get Buddy Hield in there at the two. More shooting. Do it. Why not? Eric Bledsoe is just the one that has the role. That's how I feel. Who would I like to see win the Giannis sweepstakes? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm hearing like every team wants Giannis. It's, why would you not want an MVP if he's up for grabs? Why would you not? If you could trade for him, you would. If you had the money, you'd sign him. Of course you would. Maybe not Russell Westbrook. But Giannis, yeah. I would like to see him on the Atlanta Hawks. Hear me out on this one. I call it, it would just be singularity. It would be ridiculous. Defense wouldn't know what to do with it. Trae Young shoots on the 98th percentile spot up threes. He doesn't even get to do it that often, as much as I think he should, because he's the primary ball handler in Atlanta. He averaged 30-10. 30-10 this season. He's one of the best shooters in the game, despite his three-point shootout. When he was in the three-point contest, despite that night, he's one of the best shooters in the league. Maybe the best one. Well, Steph comes back next week. Well, he's the second best shooter. Fuck that. That's what he is. And he's great. Plays zero defense. He is tiny. He doesn't know what he's doing. And it's a shame. But it gives you 30 and 10. If he could just get in passing lanes, all right, that'll make up for it. We'll go to Steph Curry route. Steph Curry got to hide him on defense, but he plays that passing lane. Trey doesn't do that. He can learn to do it better. But now you put Giannis in there, who can't shoot, but attacks like it's nobody's business. Nobody can really stop him once he hits that Euro at the fucking three line. So now you have to get back and build a wall because of Giannis, but you also have to guard Trae Young at midcourt. You can't do that because both of them can move the ball. They're good passers. Trae Young's an excellent passer. Easy bucket by one of the other three guys. It wouldn't even be fair. This is why I wanted Zion to, I want the Hawks to get the number one pick and they get Zion. I'm like, that's singularity. Defenders are just floating around at that point. There's nothing they could do. They'd be helpless. And I easily think you can win two titles that way, if not more. But it's not going to happen. I don't get what I want. That would be too fun. It'd be too easy. Those titles would be too easy. I don't know how you stop that. But what's probably going to happen is I'm wrong about Giannis. He is a great guy. He re-signs for the Bucks, and then he just, you know, maybe wins a title. Or worst case scenario, goes to the Warriors and now I hate basketball again. Or he goes to the Heat, which I wouldn't like that either. So, hey, either stay home or come to Atlanta. Come on. Come on. All right, that's enough of Giannis. I'm glad I don't have to talk about him for months now. I don't. Because you guys were sucking him way too hard. But it's over. I don't have to deal with Giannis or the Bucks. Thank God. Mike Budenholzer, you're overrated. Last time I got to say that for a while, too. Moving on. Matter of fact, should I even talk about the next matchup? What I think? All right. Game 7 tonight, I don't have enough liquor in the house for this, and it sucks. Sucks. I just need like a bottle of wine or something. This is going to be ridiculous, and I'm going to bet on this. I'm betting on this game going to overtime. I think I stand to make like $300 off of it. This is going to be this is going to be a bloodbath. Take the under, guys. Take the under. But if it goes to overtime, bet on both. If it goes to overtime, you're not going to get the under. But if it doesn't, you won on the under. You'll be fine. You won't have to bet a lot on overtime to make a good amount of money. Raptors-Celtics. Game 7. What the playoffs are all about. These are two of the best, they're just so well put together. They don't have any of the top five stars on their team. They just have a lot of guys who know what they're doing, play their role accordingly, can wear different hats, not many, but different ones, and they wear them well. They have genius coaches. It's been a chess match the whole way through. Nick Nurse seems to be losing his shit out there, but his team just vibes with him to the point of like, fuck that. If he's mad, we mad. Another overtime. We're going. And you got Brad Stevens over there. He loses shit a little bit, but he's more so just got his arms folded. And he's calm, cool. It's like, change the defense. We'll stop him this way. And then he does. And Nick Nurse changes something. And then they just keep going back and forth. This is a chess tennis match, if that makes any sense, by the coaches. This is so calculated, and they're going back and forth. And I don't know who's going to win. But it's not like the Battle of LA. If I had to put money on this, and I am, I'm putting my money on the Raptors. I am. There's so much dog in them. Not saying the Celtics don't have it. Jaylen Brown is a motherfucking hound. Marcus Smart, I don't got to talk about him. You know how I feel about him. Love him. Jason Tatum, he's proving me wrong. Some light-skinned niggas do have heart. Man, I just sit there and I'm like, yo, if Daniel Tice wasn't fucking terrible, even though they were throwing him the lobs in game six, they found a glitch in the Matrix. They were like, what if we just throw a lob every time Lowry's on him? And it turns out it works every time. Daniel Tice, once they get a real center, oh man, this team is going to be crazy. Oh God, Andre Drummond over there. What if that happened? What if that would have happened? Anyway, it's just so much dog on everybody in the on those two teams. Shouts out to Norvell Powell. I called it. He is just perfect in the corner. Him and PJ Tucker. If I could have both of them on the team, I'm just like, yo, if you see either corner with one of them two in it, all right, that's three. We're good. Even though PJ Tucker ain't do shit last night. But Norvell Powell, he attacked the rim, got the and one, put it away. It was amazing. OG Anunoby, I think I'm finally saying his name right. I told you I would learn his name in these playoffs. I told y'all before the playoffs started, OG can hoop. He come through with a game winner. He has stayed in the rotation and played meaningful minutes. He's just doing his thing out there. Pascal Siakam has disappointed me so much in this series. Maybe it's just the great defense that Brad Stevens has come up with, but I don't know, man. I'm just not feeling it. I'm really not. He does that nut ass spin move, and it worked down the stretch in game six. He got a bucket that way, I believe, or he got to the rack, but he needs more moves. He's looking a little dull out there. He's looking like a dull knife out there. And nobody's afraid that he could make him hurt. So I don't know. Maybe in the next round, if they make it there, you'll be able to see more from him. But if they're going to win this, it comes down to the man I put money on to not only go to the finals and win it, but win finals MVP, Philly's own Kyle Lowry. You gonna have to ball out tonight. The duel between him and Marcus Smart is gonna be fantastic. It has been. I've enjoyed it this whole time. The flopping back and forth. Who could flop better? So you think you can flop? That's what this has become. So you think you can flop? It's amazing. The complaining to the refs, getting in other players' faces when they fucked up. It's great. You see Marcus Smart getting pissed at the end of game six. You see Kyle Lowry getting mad at Nick Nurse for calling a timeout with 0.5 seconds left. He's like, bro, it's over. What are you doing drawing this up? It's over. So let me inbound. Always reminds me of Carmelo Anthony with Mike Woodson, or whatever his name was, the old Knicks coach, bald nigga. Yeah, very rude what he did. Look that up if you have time. Mike Woodson, I think it's Mike, whatever. Mike Woodson and Carmelo Anthony, look that up. So disrespectful. But that's what Kyle Lowry was doing. It's like, bro, the game's over. Come on, let's get the fuck out of here. Oh man, I don't know, man. I'm gonna bet on a couple categories in this. I'm gonna say Jason Tatum leads the game in scoring. I'm gonna say this game goes to overtime. I'm going to bet the under just in case. I wish you could bet on flops. Like, how many will we see from Marcus Smart and Kyle Lowry? It's not a stat yet, but it totally should be one. It's just going to be a fun game. If you could watch this with a couple buddies, you should do that. I'm going to try to get some of my homies down here and watch this. What else we got? I think that's everything for basketball. It's a beautiful time, guys. Football's back. And most importantly, what I care about is fantasy football. I left a league that I played in before. People got funny with the money. I didn't like it. But this year, drafting, having a good fucking time. Got very drunk, like I said. And I'm not going to front. Drunk Free did pretty damn good out here. I'm going to read off the roster. And then we'll go into predictions for the week. Quarterback, I got Tom Brady. I had the second pick, by the way. This isn't order of my picks. I don't even remember the order of my picks. But Tom Brady's my quarterback. Saquon Barkley's my lead running back, obviously. Chris Carson, second running back. Chris Godwin, starting receiver. AJ Brown, my second receiver. Mark Andrews, tight end. James White, my flex for now. You'll hear the other skills I got. I got the Cardinals defense playing. Justin Tucker as my kicker. Got Marvin Jones Jr. off the bench. Matthew Stafford off the bench. My last Lion, I swear this is the last Lion. TJ Hockenson off the bench. CD Lamb, expecting a lot of big things from this kid. They don't just give you 88 on the Cowboys. You have to have the talent to be selected in the first round. And he obviously was picked in the first round. He was my favorite receiver in the draft. They jumped past the Eagles to get him. I think this kid's going to be a star. And I'm going to hate going against him for the rest of his career. But I'm thinking he could be my flex or be the starter, one of the starting receivers. Larry Fitzgerald and Malcolm Brown. And who's this? What's this nigga's name? Alan Lazard. I just call him Lizard. I like him. He's only got a goatee. Doesn't open his eyes. He wears number 13. Sounds a lot like me. I hope this team doesn't suck. I really hope. I'm tired of losing in fantasy. I get to the playoffs and it's just over. The old league I was in, I won it the first year and I was just trashed the last couple. I'm not drafting teams based off, do I like this guy? Is this a player that I cheer for? I'm drafting off of talent, which I've always should have been doing that. And I'm probably going to win now, but I would love to have AJ Green. I just love that guy. Big fan. Wanted him to be an Eagle. Jersey would say Green. You need a receiver. I mean, he hasn't played in like 650 games, 650 days, but shit, I like him. Let's just go over the previews for week one of the NFL season, which, guys, I didn't think we'd get to this point, but here we are. Start out with my two teams. Eagles versus Washington. I'm going Eagles on this one. It's Washington. First of all, before we get started with Washington, get better. Ron Rivera, he's fighting cancer right now. Cancer is a bullshit fucking disease. It's not fair. It's something that you beat and then it comes back like a motherfucker. It's just not fair. He's a fucking fighter, though. If there's anybody who could kick cancer's ass, I know it's cliche, people say all the time, if there's anybody who could beat his ass, it's this guy. Ron Rivera's scary as shit, bro. Like, if he yelled at me as a coach, I would get all my shit together immediately. He's gonna scare the shit out of cancer. But as far as the Eagles, I got the Eagles winning it. They're going to beat the Washington Football Club or team, whatever the fuck. We're getting reports Jalen Reagor might play rookie receiver for the Eagles, first round pick. Jalen Reagor, as I will call him for the rest of the season, not CeeDee Lamb. It's looking like he'll play. DeSean Jackson's coming back. We're not sure about Miles Sanders right now. He's probably going to be on a snap limit. But Carson Wentz against the Washington defense, which they're being yelled at by Ron Rivera. They're probably going to be, you know, improved dearly. But Ronald Darby is one of their cornerbacks, and I know he's trash. So I'm not too worried about this. Throwing the Eagles on that one. What's the next game I got here? Raiders, Panthers. Going Raiders on this. Panthers are gonna... Don't be surprised if the Panthers win this. Don't. But I'm gonna go with Derek Carr. I just like him as a quarterback. I have... He wears number 4 for a reason. He's a big fan of Brett Favre. He reminds me a bit of him because of that fucking arm he has. You would think he'd be better at the deep ball, though. Hopefully he's better at it this year with, you know, Ruggs the third over there. I'm not sure. Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller. You know, the weapons are there. The line is there. You know, they might be able to do something here. Defense is hopefully better. But don't sleep on the Panthers. I don't know what to make of them because I didn't get to watch preseason, but... On paper, they have some things that I'm like, yo, you can put up fights against teams. Will they necessarily win these games? I'm not sure. And in week one, I'm going to say no. Next game. What do I got here? Seahawks versus Falcons. These are two teams that really need to get it the fuck together. Falcons have been disappointing ever since that Super Bowl loss. It seems like 8 years ago now. Seahawks haven't been in it for a minute. I don't know. They have the weapons there. They like to run the ball. They like to throw it deep. That's two things I love in offense. That's really all I would do. I'm like, we're going deep and we're running the ball. That's what we're doing. They have my favorite quarterback in the league, Russell Wilson. Just, I want him to win MVP this year. I don't think he will, but I want him to. I don't see why they can't get it together. Now, the Falcons, I'm a fan of. Shout out to my family down south. I'm a fan of, but I think it's almost time to blow things up. You know, we bring in Todd Gurley. We don't know what to make of his... Well, we know he has arthritis. How much longer can that knee last? I'm not sure. But the Falcons are going to use every bit of that knee they can. Matt Ryan, is this going to be a good year for Matt Ryan? Matt Ryan is like, he's just so, yeah, I gave you 4,000 yards, a couple touchdowns, a couple picks. Okay, cool. Can we get that crazy MVP year again? That all comes down to you getting the ball to Julio Jones. Calvin Ridley is, I think he's going to take a huge step forward. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what to make of either team this year. I'm going to go Seahawks on this one. Usually I go with the quarterback that I trust more. And I trust Russell Wilson to always make the right move and to at least twice a week to make a play where I'm like, how the fuck did he do that? Because he's smart and he's a super athlete and he cares a lot. That's how he does it. What's the next game we got here? Buccaneers Saints. This is a big one. It's a big one. I don't know what to make of this. We don't know what the Bucs are. We literally don't know. On paper, we know, wow, this is a team I would put together in Madden. Obviously why I drafted Tom Brady. They went and got Leonard Fournette. He's talking about, I finally have a quarterback now. Amazing. You got Mike Evans, who I believe he hurt his hamstring, so I'm not sure if we'll see him. But Chris Godwin's also a threat. O.J. Howard might finally not be a disappointment, but it doesn't matter because Rob Gronkowski's there. They're going to run that dual tight end set. It's going to be fun to watch their offense. I'm anticipating it. I think that's what everybody else is going to watch. It's got to be America's game of the week. It's got to be. And he got the Saints, who they are so above the cap. It's crazy. They have spent so much money, and they're about to spend more money on Alvin Kamara. They have no money. Like, if they draft somebody and that player becomes like a franchise player, they can't really, you can't pay them. You can't go more into the hole. Well, you know what? Fuck it. Go deeper into the hole. If you got it, flaunt it. But Jesus Christ, they have no money. And everybody's picking them to, you know, be in the Super Bowl. I'm like, why? Because this is it? This is really it? I like Michael Thomas. Wears a great number. He's a great receiver. Great hands, height, all that. Drew Brees, I've always liked him more than Brady. Well, I sort of hate Brady. I just hate the Patriots. But Drew Brees, generational talent. Defense, their defensive backs, their safeties. I like their unit. They're doing well. I'm going to go with the sexy pick and go Buccaneers because low key, and I can't even talk about this now. I've sort of been a Buccaneers fan since they like beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I know that's fucked up, but I really like Warren Sapp. I was like, yo, this dude is hilarious and scary at the same time. He's like Faison Love. If like Faison could play football, it's amazing. And then Josh Freeman, shouts out to my cousin. Him being there and going to a Pro Bowl, Raheem Brock being the coach over there, I liked it. And then we went downhill. We made a lot of mistakes. Big old Jameis Winston mistake. Bruce Arians going to do great things there. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm going with the sexy pick. I'm going Bucks. I just don't give a shit about the Saints. I've never liked them. I'll just be honest. I've never liked those guys whatsoever. What do we got next? What do we got next? Oh, we got Bears Lions. Okay. The Lions have wasted Matt Stafford's career. They have. Got hurt last year. I think he's cut of that mold of quarterbacks. So I'm just like, yeah, of course I like him. Crazy huge arm. He's just unfortunate being on the Detroit Lions. It just hasn't worked out. The running back situation is kind of weird there. They brought in Adrian Peterson. They drafted Swift. They just don't fuck with Kerryon Johnson at all. Not sure what to make of that. They have two good receivers there, but it's looking like Galladay has a foot injury or wrist injury. He has some type of injury right now. Not sure if he's going to play. First week, you always want to be on the field, so I wouldn't be surprised if he is. Marvin Jones Jr., I think he's a good talent. Obviously, that's why I drafted him when I was drunk. I just don't trust Matt Patricia as a coach. I think he's actually over his head right now. New defensive coordinator. Maybe that'll help out. I don't know what to make of it. The Bears, their quarterback situation sucks. A big fan of Nicky Boy. Trubisky. Oh, man. I remember when I used to, when he was a rookie, I would yell, be like, yo, put him in. No. Should have drafted Mahomes. You know what? I'm going to leave Bears fans alone on that. I never know what to make of division games. They're tough. And it's weird because I just mentioned a couple division games. But this one, I really don't know what to go with. But I'm going to go with the better quarterback, better offense. Allen Robinson, I feel so bad for you in Chicago. You've played, your quarterbacks have been Mitchell Trubisky and Blake Bortles. I don't think we know, we will, we might never see how good Allen Robinson truly is. We might never get to see it. Yeah, I'm going to go Detroit on that one. Damn shame. I'm sorry, Allen Robinson. Browns versus Ravens. Another division game here. I'm going to go with Ravens. Once again, we don't know what to make of the Browns. New coach. They don't have a bumbling fool as a coach anymore. Sorry, Kitchens. I'm not sorry about that. Fuck them. It's just you have Jarvis Landry. You have Odell. Baker Mayfield, get your fucking head out of your ass. You have a great backfield with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. You have Austin Hooper now. You have all the weapons. Just, I don't know what to make of who's guiding them. As far as head coach and quarterback, I don't know what to make of it. Now, the Ravens, I know what to make of the MVP of the league. He is apparently very valuable. Apparently, that's how that works. And he's being guided very well. So, I'm going to go Ravens. I don't think the Browns will have as bad a season as last year. I'm not going to front. There's audio of me saying the Browns would represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I stand by that. I like hype, which is why I think the Bucks will probably go to the Super Bowl. But whatever. Moving on. Who do we got next? We got Dolphins, Patriots. Hey, I'm going Dolphins. Going Dolphins. And I'm not shitting on the Patriots just because they don't have Brady. I think Cam Newton's going to excel over there. He's going to do well for the whole club. And they're going to do right by him. I just think Dolphins have improved. They're building a great culture. Ryan Fitzpatrick is always, he's always Peyton Manning on week 1 through 3. I don't get it. Hopefully he continues this. Dolphins always seem to have a Patriots number at least once out of the year. And I think the Dolphins are really out to prove something. It's like, yeah, we're not tanking. We're not laying down. Go over to Jacksonville if that's what you want. I'm going Dolphins here. People are going to be like, yo, I don't think this Cam Newton thing's working out. What's going on? Stupid. They're going to do that. I'm telling you now that they're going to do that. They do it to Brady almost every year with the Patriots when they start out slow. It's like, is this the year today it just implodes? Last year turned out to be true, but we were wrong so many other times. And you're wrong about Cam and the Patriots if they lose this week one. Just let them get some cohesion, just be a team. Let them be a team. Anyway, I think I scrolled past the game. Colts, Jaguars. Jaguars are tanking. Colts are going to win this. We're moving on. Jets, Bills. Now, it's obviously going to be the Bills to win this game. I love when I'm right about a quarterback. This is rare that I'm, like, spot on. Sam Darnold is ass. He's just butt cheeks. He is buns. And you got to stop trusting USC quarterbacks. I love Mark Sanchez. Ironically, I don't like anything about Sam Darnold. He's not fun to watch. Le'Veon Bell isn't having fun out there, and it makes me sad because he sees Leonard Fournette go to the Bucks, and he's like, fuck, they should have just traded me to the Bucks. I'm sorry, man. You got your money. That's what you wanted. You got your money. But, you know, now you play football in Jersey. Ugh. Yeah, this is easily going to be the Bills. I want to see something from Josh Allen. I want to see something from him. I'm mad I didn't draft him. I just didn't want any of his receivers. I know you got Diggs now. That's cool. You got yourself a deep ball target. You have a strong arm, Allen. You clearly have a strong arm. Work on that deep ball accuracy. And then you could be a lethal combination. Backfield's looking better for the Bills. Frank Gore plays one of his many old teams. That's cool. I'll drink to that. Yeah, but the Jets suck. Going to Bills Mafia on this one. I got to go to a Bills game. I love their fans. They're fantastic. Wait, that's where it comes from. That's amazing. What do we got? Packers, Vikings. Yo, this is a great first week. Like, they knew what they were doing. Packers, Vikings. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Packers on this. I think Aaron Rodgers is always pissed, but he's pissed now. You couldn't draft me. This is a draft full of, this is like one of the best receiving draft classes we've had. And you draft a quarterback? Whoo! He is pissed. And I think you shouldn't have done that. Or maybe you should have. Maybe this is what they intended. Light a fire under his ass. Get him pissed. And make him do his thing out there. And I think you're going to see that. If everybody stays healthy this season, I wouldn't be surprised we see him in the NFC Championship game again. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Aaron Jones. They drafted a backup running back. Like, what are you doing? It's just, you have two backups behind this guy. This guy's an every down running back. What are you doing? Are they trying to piss all these guys off? I hope they did, and I hope these guys answer the call. I like what the Vikings have on paper. Dalvin Cook, he's looking for his paycheck. I think he should get it. I always approve of brothers getting paid, especially if you're playing football, because you can't do it for long. What else you got? You got Kirk Cousins. I don't believe in that nigga at all, but he somehow pulls through. He had a good season last year. Not going front. I was surprised. I was very surprised. Got rid of Diggs. Okay. Saw that one coming. He wasn't happy there. It's crazy. He performs a miracle for you, and you're like, what have you done for me lately? That's a dick move. That's what we call in the industry a dick move. But you go and you draft a receiver. Smart move. And you get one that we wanted here in Philly with Jefferson. So, you know, I'm not expecting him to, you know, outplay Adam Thielen right away or maybe ever, but I do think he's going to be a great talent. He's going to be fantastic. I just don't think you're winning this game. Aaron Rodgers is, he's pissed. He's pissed. And he's either getting out or he's putting his foot in somebody's ass. Maybe both. That might be how it works out. Next game, Chargers, Bengals. Hey, man. Tyrod Taylor, good job, brother. You stay with a job. You stay with a job. You're the opposite of me right now. You stay with a job. I love that. But Joe Burrow is literally Joe Cool. He don't give a fuck, bro. He just ball. I don't think you could get in this nigga's head at all. Joe Burrow does not care. He's been a grown man since he was 8. I'm pretty sure he was driving stick shift at 6. Like, he don't give a fuck. That picture of him with the cigars and shit after he won the title. I don't know, man. I felt that. I was like, yo, I think this nigga is as advertised. I've been wrong about a lot of college quarterbacks. I've been wrong about so many of them. Hey, man, most famous one I can always think is Johnny Manziel. In my defense, his nickname was Johnny Football. His name literally had football in it. I thought he was going to be good. I was wrong. Joe Burrow, I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think I am. This dude's going to be legit. He's going to win his first game. He's got a couple of weapons out there. Shouts out to AJ Green yet again. Shouts out to Tyler Boyd. What's up to Higgins? You got Joe Mixon over there. You got Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow, Joe Cool. They're going to be fine. Defense is ass, though. But it's all right. Chargers suck. Go Bengals. Cardinals 49ers. I'm calling another upset here. I'm going Cardinals. And don't be surprised. I'm saying it now. Even though I'm picking Dak Prescott to win MVP. Don't be surprised if Kyler Murray does. Don't be surprised if he's the runner-up. DeAndre Hopkins out there. Christian Kirk. The legend Larry Fitzgerald. You got Kenyon Drake out there, weapon. Chase Edmonds backing him up. He's no slouch either. I think the second year in this system slowly took the training wheels off last year. We saw more and more of the offense. I think we're going to see more and more of this Kingsbury offense this year. And I would not be surprised if Kyler Murray was MVP or at least offensive player of the year. It's going to be fantastic. And I think he's going to put the league on notice. He's going to beat the 49ers on Sunday. That's how this is playing out. It's cool. 49ers went to the Super Bowl. Fantastic. You lost. Yeah, you were winning. You had it won. But boy, you fucked that up. And it's a shame because I don't think you're going back this year. Cardinals are in your division. And I think they're very much improved on offense and defense. I'm going Cardinals easily. I bet money on this one too. I stand to make a nice little, let's just say I'll make the rent in one bet. I'm going Cardinals. How many times I gotta say it? I'll say it again. Go Cardinals. Cowboys, Rams. Hey, as much as I think the Cardinals offense is going to be like ridiculous, I think the Browns have potential to have a crazy offense. Buccaneers as well. The number one offense was and will be the Dallas Cowboys. Now that defense, on the other hand, got worse. Is butt cheeks, will continue to be butt cheeks, but that's okay. You throw the ball some more. You got CeeDee Lamb. I don't know if everything's completely peachy with Prescott right now. You know, he wants his money. He's said he's in a bit of depression. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. Going through a lot, but I think he's going to throw for a shit ton of yards. He's going to get his contract. CeeDee Lamb's going to be possibly rookie of the year. I don't know. Probably it'll be Joe Burrow, but he's going to stand out. Amari Cooper is dealing with a bit of an injury right now. He'll be fine, hopefully, later. Gallup had a great season last year. Zeke's going to do his thing. Defense is just terrible, so there's going to be a lot of shootouts in Dallas. I think they can prevail easily. And they're going to do it against the Rams in week one. I like what the Rams have. They let Todd Gurley go. Good. You got out of a catastrophic mistake. You really fucked up. You paid him. He had arthritis. Not your fault. Wow, that could have been worse. He could have been unmovable. But, you know, you moved on. Good. Draft a rookie running back. Gonna be okay. Still have your defense. You just paid Ramsey. You still spent a shit ton of money and have no bling to show for it. But you're still in the hunt. You're still in that race. I think you're just going to lose week one. Don't worry. It'll get better for you guys. It's not over. It's only week one. And there was no preseason. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Steelers, Giants. I think the Giants aren't as they were. Kitchens is now involved with the staff, so that's very interesting. I don't know what to make of that yet. Danny Dimes, another season. Hopefully he gets more consistent because you do see the glimmers of talent and skill, but I don't know. I don't get a good feeling from Duke quarterbacks. I don't have a feeling on them, so I don't know what to make of him yet. Saquon's back. I think he's going to be healthy all season. He's going to be fine. Sophomore slump happened. Now it's time for the rest of your career where you're arguably the best running back in football. Yeah. I think you're just going to lose. Pretty sure you will. The rapist himself, Ben Roethlisberger, is back. And if he can stay healthy just through this one game, I think that's enough. It's just, you look at the Steelers all last season and you're like, wow, that defensive line's really fucking good. Yeah. James Conner, he's a little banged up. He'd be great. He's huge. He's jacked now. If only we get the ball to anybody. Good news. You can do that now. You have Ben Roethlisberger back. And, you know, as long as he's on the field, you guys have a chance. As long as he's on the field and away from women, women have a chance to sleep safely. Moving on to the next game. Titans, Broncos. Hey, man. Von Miller, get well soon, bruh. Oh, that really sucks. But this has really been about the Broncos offense more than anything. Like, you want them to get things clicking. Drew Lock, I think he could be the one to do it. Apparently they really believe in him over there. I don't know what to make of him. I can't front and act like I watched him play. I seen him rapping some shit on the sideline last season. I was like, all right, this white boy's cool. I didn't know he was the starting quarterback. I didn't know who the fuck he was at all. But yeah, he got some moxie to him. Like, he's cool. But I'm gonna have to disagree and go Titans on this one. I really like Titans. Only because they punched Brady and Belichick in the mouth last year in glorious fashion. Boy, I was very drunk for that game, but I remember enjoying what I was seeing. Moving on. I think Derrick Henry's going to lead the league in rushing yards and possibly touchdowns this year. I think Ryan Tannehill is probably going to get hurt or regress. I wouldn't be too surprised, but part of me feels like he's found a home. So I'm a little torn. But I'm not so torn on week one's matchup. I'm going Tennessee Titans on that. I believe that's all the games. Yeah, that's the last Monday night game. Guys, I guess we'll talk about the Kansas City moment of unity. You know, Houston, Texas, Kansas City, lock arms. I'm going to be quick with this because I really don't know what to make of it. When they were locking arms, it sounded like they were being booed. Like, it was a moment of silence and they were getting booed. But then I heard it from a different angle, like, video of people in the crowd. And the noise sounded like they were yelling Chiefs. And people are saying, oh, we owed them an apology. Chiefs fans aren't as bad as we thought. But here's my thing. It's a moment of silence. You shut the fuck up. That's what a moment of silence is. That means shut the fuck up. I don't care if you're not booing. We're trying to have a moment of unity for obvious reasons. And you're being belligerent. I have a little problem with that. See how quick that was? Short, sweet. People on TV not talking about it. People on the internet have everything to say. I'll meet you in the middle. That's everything I have to say about that. That's everything I got to say today, honestly. It's been a good show. Boy, I hate editing these things, but I'll try to get it to you tonight. Take it easy, guys. It's been episode 6. Goodbye. It's been the Free State of Mind.